This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of costs and prices, as Scott was, there is this. It looks like spending on healthcare is going to keep on growing as a slice of the American economy. In a report out this week, federal officials project that by 2025, fully a fifth of our economy, 20%, is going to be devoted to healthcare. That news comes as prescription drugs are becoming a bigger and bigger share of where our healthcare dollars go. So as Dan Gorenstein reports now from the health desk at WHYY, it is no wonder there is so much energy and time going into efforts to change how we pay for drugs.
Let's get something straight. Drugs can do miraculous things. Northwestern University economist Craig Garthwaite says, take the drugs that cure hepatitis C.
The one thing that we don't talk enough about is that what this does, by spending money on a cure, we're not spending money on other medical services later in people's lives.
Over the last year, pressure on the pharmaceutical industry has intensified to justify its profit-maximizing business practices. Industry executives, time after time, say the more their companies make, the more they can go after the big game: Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, cancer. The problem, says Dr. Peter Bach at Memorial Sloan Kettering, is many of these treatments are already hard to afford, but then drug makers keep aggressively raising prices. Federal data show a nearly 10% spike from May 2015 through May 2016, one of the highest jumps of any product sold in the U.S. over that same period.
Pharmaceutical corporations are in total control of the prices they charge for their products, and they no longer restrain themselves at all when it comes to sticking prices on their products to increase their revenue.
To be sure, some pharmaceutical executives even question common business strategies within the industry, like efforts to block a new class of generic drugs. While some practices are controversial, Harvard economist Amitabh Chandra says he's not surprised to see drug makers take advantage of the moment.
The pharma companies are doing exactly what we are telling them to do. We're telling them we have an infinite appetite. Feed us. So they're feeding us.
Chandra says until we limit that hunger, the price of drugs will only know one direction. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.